what's coming up on today's experience. Devotional Diamonds of the Day, also known as DDDs, where my daily devotions become some of our spiritual reflections. Wow. Sound effects placed throughout the show, which have nothing to do with life, but there's a time to laugh, and today is that day. And you might ask, why? And I would answer you with a question, why not? The review of the Goofy News, which proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think. After watching the news, true believers are rejoicing that he's coming back soon, right? Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use probably won't if we sit on our blessed assurance. Humor that will force you to think, why does this guy have a radio show? Simple. If not me, who? And if not now, when? There you go. That's the answer. Plus, Bible trivia for fake and yet somehow real cool prizes, your phone calls, and more. The David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is Dr. David Spoon, and I will be your host for the next 5,400,000 milliseconds. Get ready for one of the more bizarre experiences on live radio. Here is the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and we don't care. What do you think of that? But for the next few minutes, I want to talk faith with you. So here we go. We're asking questions about living life as a Christian. Like this. What would we say if we said to the Lord, here am I, use me? What would we say if he asked us to do kingdom ministry we've never done before or to a place that we've never been to before? How would we respond to the Lord? A valid question for many Christians. If you have an opinion, a comment, a thought, or a question, please don't let it die of loneliness. That's just very sad. Just reach out and give us a call. We promise it won't hurt you. We don't know anything that will happen. We don't think there'll be any electric shocks, nothing weird. But if you call us, there's a couple things that take place. The number to call, by the way, 972-445-0770. So we have K-Bright being represented. We have KAAM being represented. So you got Texas, you got California, you got the best of Texas and the best of California. If you want to participate, this is live right now. You'll have a chance to talk with me, Dr. Dave, and answer possible trivia questions or prayer requests or praise reports. All of that's good, but you do have to call first, because I just can't guess what you're thinking. You can call 972-445-0770. That's 972-445-0770. I'll slow it down for you just to help a little. 972-445-0770. When you make that call, you'll end up talking to Dynamite D.
Hello, lucky person. You got the number right, because you are talking to Kid a Dynamite.
Talking to Dynamite D is like finding an unexpected bonus in your work check.
Oh, wow.
That is a great feeling. That is the, like, wow.
Wow. One of the best feelings.
It's the wow feeling. Not only can you call us, you can text us live during the show. That's right. Right now, 11:35 in San Diego, 1:35 right here in Dallas, Fort Worth, Irvine area. You know, I just call it everything. You know, it's all the best of Texas. That's what I got.
Hold on, Dave. Irvine. That sounds like California. Irvine or Irving?
Oh, I'm sorry. Irving.
Yeah.
I did that wrong. You see, that's because I lived in California for quite some time, for many, many, many moons. And I was on the radio for many, many moons. And I always get Irving and Irvine mixed up.
See,
it's terrible.
I didn't know that, but I knew that.
Yeah. And yeah, it's terrible because, you know, every great joke my mom ever told me started with Irving. Anyway, that's... When you're born and raised Jewish, you guys would understand. You become a Christian, and you go on to get multiple ordinations, you start to get it. Anyhow, in the meantime, you can text us live during the show, 214-210-8483. That's 214-210-8483. One more time, just to help you out.
214-210-8483. There you go. Not a professional voice, just a slowed down version. That's all. And then also you can email us live during the show. So that's very safe for some people. They're like, yeah, that's safe. I feel better to do that. You email me, david@hemusincrease.org. That's david@hemusincrease.org. He Must Increase comes from John 3:30. He Must Increase, I Must Decrease. That's the name of the ministry that oversees the radio show, the David Spoon Experience. And so that's how it kind of all works together. Also, we're going to send you up to the website and tell you a couple things that we think will be helpful. On the website, by the way, is the apps. There's free apps. On the website, by the way, is also a praise form and a prayer request form. So you can kind of go with, you know, either way, either direction. If you want to share something that's going on, but you don't feel comfortable doing it on the radio, go to the website and we'll read it for you. If you got a prayer request, tell us. We're going to be praying for people in later on in the show. It's like one of the things that we do. We love to do it. And also, we're asking you to please pray for the audience because these are your brothers and sisters. Yes, it's in Twin Cities, so to speak, but you are the elect of the Most High God, and we'll be spending eternity together. So that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Start praying for them now. Check it all out on hemustincrease.org.
Prayer request?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Praise report?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Looking to give to this ministry?
HeMustIncrease.org.
Confused by what's happening right now?
HeMustIncrease.org.
HeMustIncrease.org.
It sounds like my microwave last night. I just want to point that out. You ever cook something in the microwave and have it go too hot and then the thing starts popping?
Yeah.
And then unfortunately, because they don't tell you this ahead of time, it goes on the top and then on the sides and then all over the door. And you open it up and then your wife looks at you and says, did you put a cover on it?
No.
I can neither affirm nor deny. Total political answer. By the way, if I said the phone number wrong, just making sure everybody's got it. So it's 972-445-0770. So if I did that.
And Dave, well, I'm glad you said that. You know, we're calling some people like overthink it. We're just simple two guys talking faith and we're goofy. So do not feel pressure in calling.
Yeah. You don't have to be intimidated by my multiple degrees or my GPA, which is 3.9999999 or anything else because I'm married. You should know better. That's my response to you. Now, everybody understands. This is all of us being brothers today. This is all of us being connected today, and we know it's a lot of weird stuff going on out there, isn't there? It's just a ton of weird stuff. Here's part of it. We're here to encourage one another, strengthen one another, and bless one another. So let's just do that. We're just going to follow Hebrews 10:25. We're not your church. I'm not your pastor, but we are a fellowship, and I am a big brother or a little brother, depending on your age, I suppose, is one way to figure that out. In the meantime, let's get into the text, and we are into it. We are into it today. We are in Psalm chapter 39, and we are at verse 17. And now we've talked about this psalm. So you got to understand that when you go through the psalms, there's this period in all of the Psalm 30s, so to speak, where David does a lot of confessing, and he does a lot of acknowledgement to his own sin, to his own struggle, to things that maybe aren't going great. And so I want to, we don't say, well, we've covered that, let's just ignore it. The reason that the Bible has repetitive elements in it is quite simply so that you and I can get it. You know, you hear that Jesus loves you. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And you sit there and you think, yes, Jesus loves me. But what happens in time is you lose some of the purity and the simplicity of that truth, the very thing that Paul warned against in 2 Corinthians 11:3-4, and the very thing he warned against in 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. And we lose some of that truth. And you know the only way to retain that truth is to be reminded and to have it go again and again and again. And so that goes back to the old evangelist who was doing a meeting, the old joke, and here's the joke. So the evangelist travels into town. He's with the pastor, and he preaches on Wednesday night, preaches on John 3:16. Thursday night, he preaches on John 3:16. Friday night, he preaches on John 3:16. So the pastor asks him, because it's Saturday night, he goes, hey, I want to see what you're preaching on. He goes, I'm preaching on John 3:16. He goes, well, you've been preaching on that a lot. And the evangelist goes, I'll keep on preaching it till your people get it right. You see how that works? Okay, there you go. Thank you very much. That's a good joke. Come on. All right. Psalm 39, verse 16 says this. Actually, we'll pick it up at verse 17. David says this, "For I am ready to fall, and my sorrow is continually before me. For I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin." Why this is important is because of this. You can go way too far in beating yourself up on your sin. But you can also go way too far on giving your sin no attention at all. And by sin, I mean the things that you're struggling with. Are you justified by the redeeming work of Jesus Christ? You are. That is the past tense of salvation. That is called justification. It deals with the penalties of sin. Okay? In the next phase, God makes you look like what he declared you to be. That's called sanctification. That deals with the power of sin. And so while you're going through this day-by-day walk, the struggle between the old and new man has a lot to do with you reflecting Jesus Christ. And that is what we call sanctification. Glorification is when we're done from the presence of sin and we'll be fully done. And that's where salvation has a future tense to it. That's why salvation has a present tense to it. That's why salvation has a past tense to it. So what David is dealing with is just the stuff he's going through. It doesn't mean he's not saved. It means he's just really trying to walk a better walk, walk upright, be right before the Lord. And he says, and it's amazing, he says, "My sorrow's before me, and I will declare my iniquity. I will be in anguish over my sin." You are forgiven, but when you're doing something wrong, it should hurt you in the capacity that you know it disappoints your king. That's what's going on. No, it's not going to send you to hell if you're a genuine born-again, Bible-believing born-again Christian. But yes, it's going to affect you. You know that. It's so silly to think it doesn't affect. Of course it affects you. And so sometimes you need to, when you're struggling with something, you say, "Yep, yeah, I know you forgive me." And then we give it like no do. We just go, "Yeah, you forgive me. Come on, next to the next day, I just forgot about." And part of that can be okay, especially if the enemy's using it against you. But there's another element where we overshoot or greasy grace our sin to such a degree that we give it no mind whatsoever. Well, that's really different than what David's saying, isn't it? "I will be in anguish over my sin." You think that's in there for nothing? As my mom would say, that's not in there for nothing. I mean, it's in there for a reason. And that's so that you know sometimes you got to go, "Lord, I need your help with this. It's really hurting me and it's really affecting me. And I need you to really to just get me through this and get me away from this." And that's a genuine, honest response to the Lord. We're going to talk about that honesty level because that's coming up in a second. It's really important. In fact, it's imperative as we close out Psalm 39. And we're going to go into 40, and you're going to see a kind of a fading away on the forgiveness elements, and he's going to go into some other structures and about redemption and about closeness with the Lord. You have to be aware. You can't just sugarcoat anything that's going on. You got to be right there with the Lord. Now, if the Lord grants you forgiveness, if you say, "Lord, I'm really sorry," and you know that forgiveness is yours, and you have that by faith, and you walk in that, that's awesome. But don't treat your sin like it's nothing, because God didn't treat your sin like it was nothing. It cost the blood of Jesus. So at least give the proper respect before the Lord. In the next verse, he says, afterwards, he says, you know, "I will declare my iniquity, I'll be anguished for my sin." And then he goes, "My enemies are vigorous and they're strong, and those who hate me are wrongfully have multiplied. They also render evil for good. They are my adversaries because I follow what is good." And I just want to say this because of society and what's going on today. He speaks of those who do evil in return for the good deeds he's done, and he considers them enemies, okay? Doesn't mean he doesn't love them, but he's like, "These are not my pals. These are not people I'm going to hang out with so that their darkness can rub off on me to the degree that I lose my light." So these individuals, what they do is they twist the truth and embrace the darkness. This is the same people, listen, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, for death for life and life for death, for a lie for the truth and a truth for the lie. Now, it just seems funny to me that societally they seem to be all around and growing, because that's what's going on. I mean, that's what's taking place. So now, got that? Boy, that's a lot to digest, isn't it? Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a small break right here.
Give me a breather, Dave.
Okay. Here's your breather. Ready? All right. Here's your trivia question. Then we're going to go right back into it because Dave is just, he's just, you know, These are songs, by the way. You know what's important about a song? You don't sing it once.
Wow, Dave.
Think about that. How many songs in your life you've sang once and go, well, I'd never sing that again.
And that's why he's a good psalmist, because he's pierced right through you with those words.
Right. So it's like so some of the writing from a law point of view, it's fascinating. From a poetic point of view, it's fascinating. But from a this is my heart point of view, the psalms are just lights out fantastic. Okay, who wrote these words? And I won't say it, but if you don't get this, I'm going home. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth. Who wrote that? Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. I'll say it in the English, okay? Because without the thou and the this and the that, maybe that'll help some people too. I've hid your word in my heart, so I won't sin against you. Oh, who said that?
That's a bit easy one, Dave.
Well, I know.
I mean, the timing of it.
I know. But the irony there, the true irony is, you know, if people are listening. That's all I can say. If you're listening. All right, the way to get in touch with us, if you think, I know the answer to that, I want to share that. No, you don't have to be afraid. You can do this. You can call 972-445-0770. Live right now, right up until 12 o'clock in San Diego and 2 o'clock. Well, we'll still be live after that, but 2 o'clock here in Dallas. So also you can text in 214-210-8483. That's the number that you can text in. That's good. Okay. Or you can send an email. Some people like sending an email, and there's nothing wrong with that. Don't worry about the timing. Like, well, he's going to go back into teaching. Don't worry. The Lord has given me the gift of gab to stop and to start. I don't know why. You know what? My wife doesn't know why either, but that's besides the point. You can email me, david@hemusincrease.org. So who wrote, your word have I hid in my heart so that I might not sin against you? Who wrote that? 972-445-0770. You can also text in 214-210-8483 or send an email, david@hemusincrease.org. Back into the word. How are we doing? No breaks? We're not having any problem with that at all, are we?
No breaks flying through it.
Breaks? I don't need no. Oh, wait, that's a movie.
I was thinking it. Roads, breaks, all the same.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. All right, here we go. Let's go back into the next text. And this is really important. And you got to understand, this is the close of the psalm. So you have to think as David is sharing, right? And he's like, he's communicating. He's expressing all these different phases, all these different places in his expression to the Lord, which is normal in prayer. When you get before the Lord in prayer, there's times where you're just very thankful. And then you switch into, okay, this is what's going on. This is heavy in my heart. And then you switch into, oh, by the way, I'm praying for this person's this, that, or whatever. Or you switch into, you know, I don't know if I'm doing your will very good. I could use a little help there. And then you switch into, I need to be forgiven. You know, whatever that is, that's normal. That's a normal part in the process of prayer. That's what's going on in these psalms. And so David starts that off with, I'm in anguish over my sin. And then these people around me, That's a nice way to say it. And then he says in verse 21 of Psalm 39, do not forsake me, O Lord. O my God, do not be far from me. So in times of struggle with sin and with challenges around him. So can we put those both together and understand what he's saying? So he's talking about the anguish he's going through in his sin struggle. And he's trying to be, you know, pretty forthright on that. And then he's also talking about people that are just giving him a hard time. It's like, you know, it's difficult. And it's hard. And so when people are going through either challenges that are around them to have to do with other people or struggling from within, so it's struggling from within and struggling from without. So think of it in these terms. Inside warfare, inside personal sanctification warfare, outside spiritual warfare and relationship warfare. David calls out to God, yearning for his presence and help. The psalmist's cry to the Lord is to draw nearer, and that still remains the ultimate solution for every situation. Let me tell you what happened today. I'm driving into work. My daughter texts me. For those that don't know, my daughter has a special needs child. Things are going. She's done a phenomenal job. I mean, her faith is much better than mine, and she has just done terrific. But they have this caregiver that we've been praying for, and what we call a stay angel, and this person has been really helping them out, and that relationships being challenged, not because anybody wants it to be, but because of situations that are beyond their control. So my daughter says, please pray boldly before the throne to the Lord for this situation, because things are starting to calm down and work out really great, and we don't want to have any other, you know, upheavals or whatever. So I started praying in the car, right? Now, I am not, I have a lot of spiritual elements that are good and some that are not good. But devotions is my favorite thing. Spending time with the Lord in prayer, spending time in the Word are my biggest things that I enjoy. While I'm praying, and just there's just this sense of, yeah, I know, Dave, and I'm here. And sometimes when you pray, you don't have to get the specific answer from the Lord. You just need to be aware that God is there in the situation. And that's all you need. So I went from that prayer into worship. And the reason is because the Lord, he's hearing the prayer. He's responding. However that's going to break down, whatever it's going to spread out to be, and all of us are trusting that the Lord will do the very best. But the faith that you have, that all of us, and there's probably 15, 20 people that are praying on the same 10 minutes, it's like we're all praying, believing the grace and the mercy of God in this situation. And the Lord's presence was just, it was just like, thanks, Lord, that's what I need. I just need the Lord. That is the answer. And people get upset when I say the answer is more of God. And they're like, the answer is more of God. That won't save the earth. That's the only thing that would save the earth.
The only.
There is nothing that man can do that will save the earth ever. Ever. Only God and more of him is the answer. Okay. All right. So then in the very last thing, boy, I'm just rolling today. The very last thing he says is, make haste to help me, O Lord of my salvation. So let me just say this. Okay. Now, understand this. David is pleading for God to hurry and offering salvation in these situations. Okay. It's not for his salvation to spend time with the Lord. It's salvation for what's going on. And he's like, okay, hurry up. God of my salvation, save me. Save me, right? Now, offering that before the Lord, it might not change the outcome or the timing of the outcome, maybe is what we should say. And to some people, it seems futile to do that. But David's example encourages us to express our deepest feelings and desires that are honestly in us to the Lord. Don't lie about it. Don't sit there and say, oh, Lord, I know you're going to do this. And then in the back of your mind go, eventually, when you get around to it. See? You see that right there? Can't do that. That's not honest. Honest is, oh, Lord, I know you're going to do this. And I need you to speed it up. Because you know what? I need this to happen soon. Come on, Lord. Come on. You know, it's like it's not trying to manipulate the Lord. It's just being honest with your heart before him. There's times where I pray for things and it's for some reason it's easier to let it go. And then there's other times where I pray for things and I'm like going, now. And of course, then I can't figure out why I go through 36 trials in a row on patience. Isn't that funny? We're all like, yes, I've had enough of these trials. I am patient now, Lord. By the way, answer this prayer right now. That's that line. I want patience and I want it now. It's like, no, you can't do that. You just got to be honest. You got to be very, very truthful in your prayer time. There's no point in trying not to be truthful or hiding things, since God knows he's omniscient, right? Being omniscient means, very simply, he knows everything. Does he know every thought you have, every backdoor thought you have that you don't confess? Of course he does. He knows every nuance, every element. There's no hiding it, so just express it and share it with the Lord. Whether it's good, bad, or indifferent, your honesty is better, and it's better served in your relationship with the Lord. Let me tell you one thing that's really stupid in relationships. Hiding. Oh, wait, let me tell you something that Adam and Eve did once they sinned. They hid. Uh-oh. Ding, 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 ding. You telling me that pulling it back and hiding it and putting a cover over it like nobody sees it isn't going to work? That is correct. That is exactly what I'm telling you.
As if you can hide from God.
That's so funny. All right. All right. The answer to the trivia question, by the way, who wrote these words? Your word, Lord, have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against you. That was, in fact, King David.
David, yep.
He was the one who wrote that, Psalm 119. So Eric said the really long psalm. That was correct. 119. All right. Now, for all of those who are in San Diego, before we do the music, if you're in San Diego, you can keep listening to the show through hemustincrease.org. There's a button on there that says listen live. Otherwise, listen to the great shows that you have that are on your radio station. For the rest here at KAAM, we're just asking you to hang in there. We're going to take a short break and do the music now. We'll take a short break, and then we'll come back. Regardless, I hope the Lord blesses you today. We'll be right back.
Since the dawn of the internet, people have been looking for a website they can be proud of without costing an arm or a leg. People want a quality website to promote their ministry, business, hobby, or passion. Introducing Cowpunch Sites. Cowpunch Sites can help you create and maintain a quality website. From design to security, Cowpunch does it all. Cowpunch is a family-owned and operated business, taking a fresh approach to business. Lots of clients at lower prices. Make mom happy.
The most significant benefit of working with Cowpunch Sites is that you work with real people, not cheesy templates. No outsourcing. It's $57 a month, and there's no setup fee and no cancellation fees. When you go to cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's cowpunchsites.com/dad. That's me. Oh, did I mention that it's $57 a month? Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no bull.
Dave, this is a nice radio station.
Oops, sorry. That's Cowpunch Sites, $57 a month, and that's no baloney. There, that's better. Cowpunchsites.com/dad.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now, if anybody gets offended at this, I apologize that you have no sense of humor. Okay. Like that? That's a good line. Bam, bam. All right, here's the first one. A pastor was leaving his area and was saying farewell to his congregation at the church door for the last time. He shook the hand of an elderly lady as she walked out. She said, "Your successor won't be as good as you." "Well, nonsense," said the pastor in a flattered tone. "No, really," said the old lady. "I've been here under 5 different ministers, and each new one has been worse than the last." Ouch. Ouch. But this is the one that's going to offend people, which is irony, right? Because that's more offensive than this is. And this is just too. And if you guys get offended at this, I, you know, take a week off the show. It seems there was a minister who had just all of his remaining teeth pulled and new dentures were being made. The first Sunday, he only preached 10 minutes. The second Sunday, he preached 20 minutes. But the third Sunday, he preached an hour and 25 minutes. When asked about this by some of the congregation, he responded this way. "The first Sunday, my gums were so sore it hurt to talk. The second Sunday, my dentures were hurting a lot. The third Sunday, I accidentally grabbed my wife's dentures, and I couldn't stop talking."
Seven 770 KAAM, Garland, Dallas, Fort Worth.